spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Kara, I'm a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
Because it was a week ago today, Tad was talking about his HOA and like this fire pit issue.
Oh, yeah.
And he hasn't talked about it since, which leads me to believe that either A, it's over, or B, like it's just getting started.
Oh, I think B is definitely your answer there.
Guys, I made a huge mistake.
Oh, great.
Not with the fire pit.
Not with the fire pit.
For buying a house in a neighborhood with an HOA.
Oh, God.
And at this point, it's harassment. Is every HOA like this? Just a committee of Karens?
Equal opportunity harassers.
If you're not familiar with the HOA or Homeowners Association, these people that get on these boards are the same people that will call the cops on you for playing your classical music too loud.
Right.
When you move in, they're the first person that shows up on your door with a $3 bottle of wine welcoming you to the neighborhood. And then they tell you how they expect you to conduct yourself.
Right.
You know the types,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure.
All roads lead to the HOA board for these people. And then, funny enough, we get stuck paying them to make our lives miserable.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
But I have a plan.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure it's a great plan, but it is a plan.
Oh, boy.
And no. It's definitely going to resonate with the board and maybe other HOAs, too. So listen closely.
Oh, great.
We need to send a message.
No.
I'm not sure how to do it, but I need your help.
Oh, God.
So I take it that the fire pit problem has not been resolved.
No. That is an ongoing investigation, Kara.
Oh, gosh.
But in the meanwhile, they have found another way to harass me? String lights.
String lights?
String lights.
They sent out the spring update, which was basically one sentence saying, oh, I hope everybody has a nice spring. And then four pages of rules.
What?
About string lights.
Are you kidding me?
Among their 11 commandments, we are allowed a maximum of 24 bulbs spaced 12 to 24 inches apart.
Oh my God.
And the color should be no more than 2,700 kelvins.
Kelvin?
What?
What's a
kelvins? Exactly. I have two questions. Number one, what's a kelvin?
Uh-huh.
Number two, why me?
Why? I mean, I'll admit this is kind of fun to watch you go through this.
So here's what I need. I need a lawyer. Now, I can't pay you, but I need a lawyer. I want them to go through these covenants to get this HOA at their own game, right?
Okay.
Go through the covenants and find loopholes so that I can mess with them. Like, I want to go through the covenants with a fine-tooth comb to find little things that seem like they should be against the rules, but they're really not. And then I just want to push it to the line. And then I want to go to their board meetings.
Oh, my God, no.
And I want to turn the tables on them. Like, this has already cost me a couple $1,000 and 25 hours or so of my time, so I might as well have some sweet revenge.
There's nothing you love more than sweet revenge,
right,
too. But
sweet?
I really don't think this revenge is the best idea.
It's not only is it not the best, this is a horrible idea, Tad.
I need
it's exhausting
a lawyer to help me out this little scheme. And, of course, calls of your support at 404-741-0985. So if you're just joining us, we've been talking about my ongoing feud with the HOA. The latest is the spring newsletter that just came out with 11 rules about string lights.
Gosh.
And I need a lawyer to go through our covenants and find little loopholes so I can play their game with them. Find those little loopholes and push it right to the line. Oh, it's going to be so sweet. So I need some help here from you, Victoria and Johns Creek.
I'm not a lawyer, but I do have a great way that you can screw with your HOA.
Okay.
my dad, he's actually a ham radio operator. Hammer. So he had set up his antenna up in the backyard, and of course an HOA, because they smell everything, saw it.
I got to interrupt because Drex is confused. A ham radio operator, I think it's like a CB radio. These guys, they broadcast globally, but they do require an antenna. So your dad's living in this new house. He's got an antenna. The HOA obviously complained.
Yeah, they saw it. And they're, I mean, immediately they're like, they want to complain about everything. So they're like, right. You need to take that down. And my dad, being the wonderful man he is, he actually raised it up 5 feet.
All right.
So, of course, they complained again. And so he raised it up 15 feet.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's like the Eiffel Tower sticking out of the backyard.
Yeah, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. Eventually, you're running out of antenna.
And at this point, they're, like, driving by every day. You could just see the fire, like, coming out of their ears. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they were just so angry. So they finally called him into a meeting to get him to take it down. And, of course, he showed them that legally they can't tell him to take it down because his job is protected as an essential worker for radio management. So in the end, he got to, like, close the book on them anyway. So
oh, it's like emergency communication kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, they were so mad that he was taunting them, but in the end, he got to, like,
great.
You know, tell them that they don't matter.
Now Tad's going to go get some ham radio and start erecting a antenna in the courtyard.
I'm going to live the lifestyle, too. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to live the lifestyle. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Michael in Fayetteville.
So I've been part of strict boards before, HOAs. And so what my wife and I have done is she's a stay-at-home mom, so she's taken a spot in the board. And so what happens is when you have a family member of your household that's on the board, they tend to be a little less strict on that household because they all kind of, you know, like cops, they all stick together, right?
Michael, that is genius. And not me on the board, but my wife, because I can't handle it.
No,
she can.
Yeah, but you don't see the flaw in this at all, Tad?
What are you talking about?
You're going to start having, like, really random covenants in there. You know, like, men can't take naps from noon to 2 in their houses.
Sir, if you don't watch your kid from 3 to 5 every afternoon, we're going to fine you $200 a day until you rectify the situation.
And the money should be cash app to Jessica Lemire.
Talking about getting back, retaliating against power-hungry HOAs. Scott and Swanee.
We had an HOA that used to put stuff in our mailbox. So my sister works for the general postmaster. And they sent in a certified letter that they're tampering with federal property.
No! That's awesome.
Scott, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
You buy the mailbox, but as soon as you put the numbers on it, it becomes federal property. And, you know, you happen to get a royalty check every month, and it just happened to disappear. You did not receive it.
Scott.
Maybe they're up to something.
For the win.
Diabolical.
And the Postmaster General shutting it down. My hands are clean.
You're out of it completely.
Yeah. Who dropped the dime on him? I don't know. Thank you, Scott. Uh-oh. Is it possible for the HOA to fine me for talking about them on the radio?
Might be.
Because we have an HOA board member on hold. Talk to her next. We are talking about ways to get back at power-hungry HOAs, the Homeowners Association. Mine just sent rules, 11 rules regarding bistro lights, using words like lumens and Kelvins.
Oh, gosh.
All these parameters.
Are you in a position to just listen to them?
We go to the phones. We actually have an HOA board member on the phone here. Wants to remain anonymous.
I just don't like your characterization of HOA board members. And I'm the person that has to say something to your neighbor because your neighbor's weeds are so atrocious.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you don't want to look at that. How about the person that wants to paint their home chartreuse? Okay. Or, you know?
So it's a thankless job, what you have to do. I mean, it's not, you don't get enjoyment out of it, I imagine.
Well, no, it's a volunteer job.
I don't get paid either. No. It is a volunteer job.
It's a volunteer job, so you don't have to do it.
I care about my community enough to want to do it because there aren't a lot of people that will do it. We can't find people to be on the boards because they couldn't care less.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
They're the first ones to about it.
I'll tell you what. Send out 11 new rules about string lights, and you'll get people volunteering left and right to come in there and stop the madness.
Well, maybe somebody in the neighborhood decided that they wanted to light up their entire backyard.
Oh, believe me. We're close to PDK. I'm sure there's going to be a plane landing because the Kelvins are above. My point is that I have a full-time job where I get memos.
Me too.
All the time. Mm-hmm. I get paid to read those memos. I don't get paid to worry about what's going on in my home and the Kelvins on my lights.
Do you really think that if you were to put a tasteful light string in your backyard and it was 2 Kelvins over, that someone's going to come knocking on your door?
Yes. Yes.
No,
because no,
come
they,
on.
Could,
no, they wouldn't.
Drex, they patrol my courtyard every
what?
Day. I see, I have pictures of this woman walking through. She's taking notes. She's taking pictures. I'm really sorry, but I've lived in 2 places with HOAs, and my experience has been abysmal.
But someone's got to be responsible for keeping the home values up.
Thank you.
When you sell your house for a profit, Ted, because home values went up, because people like her are trying to protect home values, you're going to thank her.
Okay, string lights are not going to make or break the sale of my home. Fight me on it.
No.
You can't, because it's ridiculous.
This whole thing is ridiculous.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 820. 3 cold and sunny, winds up to 30 miles per hour today. High of 52. Tonight's low down to 32. What's going on, Kara?
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. Our friends at Delta are the last remaining U.S. airline that's been blocking that middle seat. But they've announced that that's soon to be a thing of the past. Beginning May 1st, that extra room we've enjoyed, she gone. That's the bad news. The good news is they're going to start bringing back our snacks and drinks beginning April 14th. And then the hot food options and box meals will return later this summer.
My dad, who commutes back and forth between Detroit and Atlanta, he had said, like, you know, the party's over. He tried to book a flight in May, and it was $800 round trip.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, you might want to check out, because Mark Aaron was just talking about there's a new airline, AF Airlines. It's like a new startup airlines that's flying out of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Like, you might want to check out that website, because they're like new and starting, and maybe they got some flights,
some deals.
Yeah, I know they're just going between like Atlanta and PDK right now, but maybe they're going to open up their service
when Delta makes this change. I already have a flight booked in May. What's
it going
to be like when my wife wheels me up in a pet carrier and I ask to be in the cargo?
Right? That's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So a week after tornadoes ripped through Georgia, the community is coming together to help each other out and begin to clean up. But a Noonan firefighter and his family have a very unique need. Jason Scott was on duty when he got word that there was a tornado near his home. So he called his wife and young daughter, and they told him the worst news. Their house had been hit. All of the windows were smashed. There was water everywhere.
Wow.
So Jason went and got his family to safety and then went back to work that night. So fortunately, they've got insurance, and that's going to cover most of the damages on the house. But they are in desperate need of help cleaning up the hundreds of downed trees on their property. And if anybody's had any tree work done, you know that is super mm-hmm. expensive. And when you're talking hundreds of trees, it's just a cost that this young family does not have the money for.
However, once that wood is taken down and processed,
mm-hmm.
if they need a place to store the wood, they can just pile it outside my house, like right in my courtyard. We're going to pile that wood to the moon,
my
friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Your HOA is going to kick you out.
So if anybody knows some tree companies, mulchers, dump trucks, anybody that can help them clear the land, I'll put their story up on the Tad and Drex Facebook page, and you can reach out to them, and hopefully we can help them out.
Awesome. Thank you, Kara.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Hillary.
Hello.
What's going on? Why do you need forgiveness this morning?
Oh, gosh. I need forgiveness from an employee who put in his 2 weeks' notice on his first day of work.
On the first day?
Yes.
How bad are the working conditions in your office?
No kidding.
I feel like a failure. I feel responsible because he couldn't even last one day.
Well, no doubt.
That's so strange. Did you have a history with this employee? I mean, did anything go wrong that kind of let you know what was happening?
The only thing I can think of is 10 years ago, I dated this employee's brother, which made it made him uncomfortable. And
well, this wouldn't come up in the interview process when you're interviewing?
I was going to say, yeah.
Honestly, no, because the interview process was so short and expedited because of how short-staffed we are.
Yeah.
So I didn't even bring it up, you know. In fact, I didn't even interview him. I just saw his name and kind of signed off on him.
Oh.
Okay.
My boss wants to know what happened and is demanding a statement for the HR file. And so I have to call and kind of clear the air and ask, why didn't you even last a day? Like, what went wrong?
So you're trying to get in front of this. What is this employee's name?
Trip.
Make sure Trip doesn't go and tell HR what a horrible person you were on the first day of his job.
Right.
Maybe he comes back to work because it sounds like y'all need help over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to come back in about 10 minutes and we will call this employee with you and help you get forgiveness from him. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Just talked to Hillary, who's the boss of a company that hired this guy who only lasted not even his first day. He quit immediately. Now HR is starting to ask questions, and Hillary needs answers. She also needs to ask his forgiveness for creating this hostile work environment that made this guy so uncomfortable. Hillary, sit tight. We're going to get your now former employee, Trip, on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Trip.
Yeah, this is Trip.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5 radio station.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm glad you're glad to hear from us. We're calling about this job. Did you take a job at a company and then quit on your first day of work?
Oh, yeah.
Who does that, Trip?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Listen, I'm going to tell you this, okay? I looked around the office. I walked in. There were 18 chicks and me. All I was hired for was to, check an equal opportunity box. I think it was because I'm just, like, beautiful eye candy.
All right, so you walk in, and you're like, this is an all-female office, and I'm the token male, and how did it make you feel?
I felt like a piece of meat.
Trip, you certainly think highly of yourself. That's not enough to quit a job, though.
I was interviewed for like 2 minutes and instantly hired. Obviously, I'm just the token hot guy.
All right. Well, Trip, we want to bring Hillary on. I don't know if you remember who Hillary is, but she would have been your boss had you lasted more than 5 minutes.
Hello, Trip.
Hey, what's up?
This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Trip, Hillary wanted to ask your forgiveness for creating this mess.
First off, I don't think you need to flatter yourself with the whole token hot guy thing because we were short-staffed and I needed to fill the position. Plus, we have history, so I felt comfortable hiring you.
What do you mean history? What kind of history? I don't know who you are.
Trip, you don't recognize me? I dated your brother almost 10 years ago. I was at your Thanksgiving in 2010.
You guys have spent Thanksgiving together?
Yes. Honestly, I saw his name pop up, and so I called his brother to make sure, he was vouchable and wasn't a loser and that he can be a reliable employee.
And Trip, surprise, your brother didn't say you were a loser. I'm just kidding.
But Trip, Hillary was at Thanksgiving 11 years ago at your table. You don't remember her at all.
I mean, come on, it's 11 years ago. Of course not.
Trip is too busy fighting women off with a stick. He doesn't have time to notice his brother's goings-on.
And Hillary, Trip is not the token hot guy. He wasn't hired just to check an EOE box.
Oh, God, no. We just needed the position filled ASAP.
So, Trip, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Hillary was calling because she, A, wanted to find out why you quit the job, and B, asked for your forgiveness because she thought it was her. What do you have to say now? Do you forgive her?
Yeah, man, it's fine. Yeah, it's all water under the bridge.
Will you consider going back to the office?
Yeah, I'd consider it. I mean, I'm more concerned about what else he said about me, you know?
You know your brother. Your brother said you're obviously full of yourself, which is kind of obvious.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
All right, tomorrow at 7, you want to make sure you're here for this. Ethan needs to apologize to the manager of a Brookhaven restaurant for how he acted when they screwed up his order. Just how bad was it? Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, but we're not protected from the weather. It is cold. It's going to be sunny today with winds up to 30 miles per hour and a high only up to 32. Tonight's low, do you bring the plants inside for 32 degrees? I think you start to think about it anyway. Tonight's low down to 32, a cold couple of days. What's going on, Kara?
Well, just as many health officials begin to voice concerns of yet another surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Kemp has signed some executive orders yesterday that's actually going to roll back many of the restrictions that have been in place for almost a year now, some a little over a year. So he's going to lift the bans on gatherings and distance requirements in businesses. Basically, that means restaurants, bars, gyms, movie theaters can open up at full capacity. I guess that means weddings are back on, all that jazz. This is set to begin on April 8th and last through at least the end of the month. My guess is, as long as the numbers are still down, that he'll lift most everything by then.
My farm-to-table wife was like, does that mean I ain't gonna wear no mask in the business anymore? I'm like, no, honey, like, they have to tell you to wear, like, shoes and a shirt, and they can also require you to wear a mask.
You still will have to wear your mask.
Your wife is farm to table?
It's a nice way of saying redneck.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's get a good feeling.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
It's opening day.
Yay.
Baseball is officially back. The Braves believe they have everything that they're going to need to win it all this year. And they'll show us what they've got when they take on the Phillies in Philadelphia at 3:00 today. Now, the home opener at Truist is going to be April 9th. And for now, Truist is only going to be open at 33% capacity. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting to see if that changes with all of Governor Kemp's restriction rollbacks yesterday. But I know the tickets went on sale for single game and including the home opener Tuesday at 10 a.m. So good luck if there's anything left.
Normally, the beginning of the baseball season, they would start the season in warmer states and then move to the northern. So like in the northeast, you wouldn't get a game until like May. It'll be all away games where it's warmer. But in this case, they're doing it in Philadelphia because it's bleeping freezing down here.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Here she is, Stephanie in Atlanta.
Good morning.
Back for more.
Yes.
It is tiebreaker week, so you tied Kara recently, and we're going to try to prevent Kara from getting to her 1,000th win. Why don't you go ahead and kick her out of the studio?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Stephanie. Good luck.
You too.
Let you know, we are brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. You know the drill, Stephanie, because you played this recently. Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, a new Law & Order spinoff series kicks off tonight with Christopher Maloney reprising his role as Elliot Stabler. What's the Law & Order sound effect?
Dun, dun, dun.
Question number two, on this day back in 2004, Google had to convince people their new email service with free storage wasn't a prank. What's that email service? Google's email service.
Gmail.
Number three, name the Hannah Montana actress who's teaming up with the Cash App to give away $1 million in the company's stock.
Miley Cyrus.
Number four, today's opening day, and the Braves start on the road in Philadelphia. What team are they playing? The Philadelphia
Phillies.
Number five, the former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, got the COVID and is urging people to continue to wear their masks. Who was her running mate when she ran for vice president?
Oh my gosh.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, we got to move on, Stephanie. But you did really well, Stephanie. You got four right. I think when you played last week, you got four right as well. So, Kara, we'll see what happens.
Oh,
so
I got five right last week.
Oh, all right.
But, and Drex, you did give her the Law & Order.
Yeah, I went ahead and gave it to her, yeah.
I mean, she could have done anything. Are you ready, Kara? Same question.
I'm ready.
Number one, a new Law & Order spinoff series kicks off tonight. What's the Law & Order sound effect?
Blang, blang.
Stephanie went, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's close enough. 1-1.
Number two, on this day in 2004, Google had to convince people that their new email service with free storage wasn't a prank. What's that email service?
Gmail?
Yeah, that's what Stephanie said as well. 2-2.
Number three, named the Hannah Montana actress teaming up with the Cash App to give away $1 million in the company's stock.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's what Stephanie said. 3-3.
It's more like Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Number four, today's opening day. The Braves start on the road in Philadelphia. What team are they facing?
The Phillies.
Yeah, that's what Stephanie said as well. And tied at 4.
Number five, former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, got the COVID and is urging people to continue to wear masks. Who was her running mate when she ran for vice president?
John McCain.
That's what we were looking for, Stephanie. Just missed it.
The Maverick. Don't you remember? He's a Maverick.
All right. Final score this morning is 5-4. Stephanie in Atlanta, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not. Kara's the best.
Kara, 999 wins and just 35 losses.
Sorry, Stephanie.
I know.
But
good
luck. Don't get all excited tomorrow, Kara. We're bringing the heat with Billy, Caroline, and Graham. These are
the Thrillogy
ringers.
Right. And by the way, no $100 for you this time, but you get 4 single day passes to Stone Mountain Park. Go to stonemountainpark.com, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.